Was it 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 0?
It's you. Zero.
Calling. No. Bye. I said calling podcast. Holiday, have fun.
This day night.
Wait, half a pint, huh? I don't believe that.
Well, I mean, it's...
it's 9 half pints.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to Zero Issues Coming Podcast, Holiday Half Pints. The 12 days of half pints leading up to...
Pintmas.
To Pintmas. Yes, that's good. I like that. It's good.
Oh.
Or your drunken uncle just embarrasses you at the end of it. Yeah.
Turns out you were the drunk uncle all along.
If you look around the room and you don't see a drunk uncle.
Guess what?
He's behind you.
Oh! Mwah!
You might be a drunk uncle if.
Yeah.
Oh. So what are we doing today?
We are doing trading card games.
Yeah! Yay!
These are fun. These are the, what year is it? 1991 Marvel trading cards.
Oh, yeah.
Big old stack with a bunch of load of doubles.
I feel like that was the year the art was perfected.
It was. It was delightful at that point. That is my word of the delightful? Week. Yeah, I keep saying delightful.
That's not a bad word to word of the week.
I guess it's fine.
Horrifying.
As far as words go, it's all right. It's all right.
It's all right.
We can
do a couple of standard ones.
Damn good. I don't know where I am.
We're gonna do them all as Christmas editions.
Oh,
so
lay down some sleigh bells over top of this.
Oh, now you made more work for me.
Yeah, I did.
That's right. What would you get for Christmas for?
Gus, can you get some sleigh bells?
Gus?
Keep going. Don't worry. He'll get it.
What would you get for Christmas for... Pick a card.
Oh.
For Captain America.
Oh. I thought it was Cap Shield.
That's what I expected, too. We already did that one. What would you get for Cap? What would you get for Cap? And would it be Shield related? Okay. Oh, wait.
You got something?
Shield wax. Or Shield paint. That thing keeps getting the paint.
Here's a load of enamel.
I feel like Black Panther should get him the shield paint because he keeps scratching it up. Very sorry. He's like, you could paint this too, you know. No.
12 sets of pirate boots.
Of what?
Pirate boots.
Because
he's got those.
He's got and they're back in fashion. As
they
it
are
turns
totally
out.
Back.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Oh.
Gus?
Is that picking up?
Gus?
If you're just tuning in for the first time, Gus is the guy in the background.
If you're just tuning in for the first time, why would you start on episode 9 of a Christmas thing?
Because they're human, and humans are weird.
It's like comics. You just jump in whatever issue came out, and you keep up. You acclimate yourself.
Well, it's like Gus always says... Gus went home.
when he speaks to the aliens.
I feel like Captain America, he used to draw a lot. I feel like he hasn't done that. He's got a little more, you know, I'd give him a sketchbook.
Yeah, nice drawing board.
Yeah, nice drawing board.
Table or something.
Give him a nice set of charcoals and be like, hey, buddy, remember? Remember the good times? You can have them back again.
Remember when you got paid very little for doing this sort of stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times, right? Yeah.
You had to work with Stan Lee.
Remember when you became Nomad?
He stole all of your ideas.
Yeah. That's all what right. I do.
Let's do that again. What would you get for...
Okay, let me just grab this.
Not easy to grab out of it.
What would I get for Punisher versus Jigsaw?
You know what? I would pay them for a couples therapist. They're having a hard time.
I would get them, probably bought a bunch of Band-Aids.
Keep in mind, you have you're not buying for an individual. You're buying for this specific fight.
Yeah, for this fight. Yeah,
it is a conflict you're buying for.
A clotting agent.
Yeah, that'd be. They're having a knife fight.
Yeah.
So you know what?
A gun.
Just throw a gun. Yeah. Them. Guess what? What's gonna happen now?
That is the weirdest looking jigsaw I've ever seen.
Yeah, I know.
A punk rocker motorcycle jigsaw.
Does it say who drew
motorcycle
it?
Motorcycle jigsaw.
No, this is definitely early Mark Bagley. I would know it every anywhere. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
There we go.
There we go. Yeah. So we'll do one more. What would
I would just get them some iodine.
Yeah, yeah.
What would you get for Wonder Man? I'd get him a better costume.
Yeah. Sleeves.
Every year. And then
well, I mean, you say sleeves and then you get him a coat and he still looks like an idiot.
I would go back and get him the original I was going to say red velvet, but it wasn't velvet.
But
it could have been velvet, I guess. Yeah.
He was in movies, right?
Yeah.
Like, so
he was a stuntman,
then,
yeah.
Yeah, I would buy him his own entire filmography on DVD.
Oh.
And the best part is it would only cost you $6. Head to that dollar store.
Marvel series, The Wonder Man Collection.
Yeah, yeah.
The Wonder Man years.
Yeah.
On beta.
Yeah.
Whoa, I'm springing for the Criterion Collection on Laserdisc.
The Criterion. It's just him doing it.
On Laserdisc, the last time it was released.
Yeah, him doing the commentary.
This was a really challenging shoot, because they had to edit the red out of my eyes in every scene. It had come up with more and more improbable reasons why I was wearing sunglasses in the middle of the night.
Alright, so the next one. What would blank get for blank?
Ah.
So you have to pick out two cards.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Not counting Death's Head. Sorry, Death's Head.
What would Adam Warlock
get for... These are all characters up here, and these are all other things? Or
Yeah, I think the purples are fights.
Purples are fights.
We can avoid that.
Greens are groups. Team. So yeah, maybe take out of
the
going for that sweet yellow.
Yeah.
What would Adam Warlock get for Cyclops?
Because they know each other so well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're both going to space on occasion.
Yeah, that's true. They have been pirates.
I feel like Adam Warlock would get Cyclops. Some ruby quartz, like, to accessorize with.
Oh, okay.
Like, this is a ruby quartz gem, and it looks really good with those glasses.
Now that you bring that up, why hasn't he ever had, like, other than just the little kind of slit sort of...
Well, he had the big axe.
He had the big axe.
Well, there is the axe, I guess, but why not, like, a full...
Just a big face mask that's red?
he looks like Wildfire, yeah.
Just screaming... Blasting out of his entire face.
He couldn't show emotion, so they've got like emojis programmed onto it.
That looks like Saga or something.
It's the most
or like a Jim Gordon Batman.
Yeah. The smiley emoji face pops on Cyclops. It's like, you know, Scott, this is the most human you've ever been.
Yeah. Oh.
Because it doesn't like read his face. He's got buttons on the glove to show the different emojis.
Yeah, of course.
It just reads his pulse.
Yeah.
Okay, so Brian, you're
eggplant
up.
Eggplant emoji.
Just poop face.
Zark. I'm gonna zark.
Okay, zark. So Brian's picking...
That's a callback right there.
What would blank get for...
Oh, what would Nightcrawler
get for...
Digging deep.
Sasquatch.
Ooh.
The Bible.
Oh, man. You know
An exorcism.
I feel like Kurt's fuzzy. He has some idea of upkeep.
Yeah.
He'd get him, he'd really sort of give him a nice shampoo and conditioner.
Or like one of those beard oils.
Yeah. Something to really bring out the luster. You know what I mean? He would know, but...
Hipster beard oil.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's, yeah. But, I mean, they have entirely different hair types, though. So he'd do his best.
Here's a three...
He'd do his best.
A three-step shampoo with a two-step conditioner and a four-step beard oil afterwards. Yeah.
There's a gallon of it. It'll last you a week and a half.
For him, it's a year supply. But yeah.
I think or shag carpet shampoo.
Yeah.
I think you'd get him a subscription to Harry's. one of those subscription razor services.
Yeah.
Nice. Very good. So what would Iron Fist
get for
Iron Fist? No. What would Iron Fist get for Blackout?
I want Iron Fist get for Iron Fist. He'd get him like the DVD of his own show, and Iron Fist would re-gift it to Iron Fist. I don't know.
You know what? Screw it. Screw Blackout. We're doing Iron Fist. What would Iron Fist get for Iron Fist?
Oh man!
Oh, I like that. No.
I mean, he would know better than anyone else, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You'd think.
Get him a new costume again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the
neckline is plunging enough. We want it going all the way downtown.
Yeah, really. That one is...
That's going to crotch level.
You got to show off that Beckham V.
Yeah.
That's not even... Like, yeah. That's going down. If that sash wasn't across the waist, that really would just...
He'd have his Iron Fist right out.
You'd be seeing his... they'd at least be seeing his dragon trail.
His dragon...
Shaved into the shape of a dragon, much like that. What a dick.
What a
dick. I know what I did.
Exactly.
Damn.
That's good enough.
That was fun. I like that.
I have one more.
Oh, yeah.
It's
worth it.
Okay, Blank is all alone on Christmas Eve when suddenly Blank and Blank show up with gifts. Who cooks, who cleans, and who gets the Christmas tummy ache? I don't know.
So
we're picking three.
Should we each pick one, or?
Sure.
Oh, okay. This is a tag team.
Yeah. I know who that is, so I don't want to... Well, actually, I wasn't sure who it was. Could have been Captain Britain, could have been Guardian. Oh, Beast's alone on Christmas Eve.
Beast is all alone on Christmas Eve.
And the second is,
when who should show up?
But... Shadow Cat.
Okay.
We're keeping it in the team.
And Quasar.
God.
Who invited Quasar? Wait, we've already done Quasar.
Do you want to ask Quasar?
No.
Okay, so Beast is all alone on Christmas Eve when suddenly Shadow Cat
knocks and then phases through the door. Yeah. Like on the card.
Exactly like it. She's going through a door.
And Quasar's already there. Because he just quasared his way into the party.
Yeah, Quasar ran into Katie on the way and was like, "Hey, where are you going?"
She couldn't really. She was like, "Oh, I'm just going to see Beat. Do you want to come?"
Yes.
That's gonna be my new verb. Quasared your way to a party.
Yeah.
Like you just. Yeah. Oh, are you gonna quasar your way into this? Yeah. All right.
Such a quasar.
So they show up with gifts. Who cooks? Who cleans? And who gets the Christmas tummy ache?
Quasar gets the Christmas tummy ache.
Yeah, totally. I say so. Yeah. He's earned it.
He's absolutely earned it.
Okay.
Beast totally cooks.
I think so. You get little blue hairs and everything.
Yeah.
Like he's
that's why
he wears Quasar. The hairnet, but it's like, yeah, buddy, that's not doing it.
sounds like someone needs a subscription to Harrys.com.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Shadow Cat cleans, however nobody's looking, she just sort of phases them all. Into the ground, gone.
Yeah.
Oh, I cleaned everything up, put it away. Don't look.
I don't live here. Yeah. Screw it.
Don't move the house.
Yeah.
Where you live, Beast.
Oh no, it's the same house.
There's crumbs all over the Blackbird.
There we go. Okay. Tune in. I almost said it again. Next week. Tomorrow.
We're spiraling towards the end.
Almost there.
Whoa. Twirling towards the end.
Wait for it.
Yep.
Wait for it.
I'm Bri.
I'm Merc.
I'm Kyle.
See you next time. Speed!
never sleep. Wake up, little spider. Wake up. No, you're not dead.